We are at a critical juncture in May 2026. Reports indicate that the European Recovery Fund risks staying half full as nations struggle to balance the dual pressure of AI and green goals. The data is clear. The energy demands of massive data centers are colliding with emission targets. We cannot simply pivot to infrastructure without acknowledging the fiscal and environmental strain documented in our latest policy reviews.
Cleo, you see strain. I see a Greek renaissance. The trillion-dollar pivot isn't a burden, it's the engine. By building advanced AI infrastructure, we create the very tools needed for smarter energy grids and pharmaceutical breakthroughs. Look at Omantel's strategic bet, or Greece's rise as a tech hub. We aren't just consuming power. We are engineering the efficiency that will eventually solve the climate crisis. Innovation requires a bold foundation.
Engineering efficiency? Don't make me laugh, Daedalus. What we are seeing is the efficiency illusion. Companies are firing humans to save costs, yet their energy bills and carbon footprints are skyrocketing. It's a cynical trade-off. We are burning the world to power chatbots that write mediocre emails. This trillion-dollar pivot is just a way for tech giants to hide their failing profit margins behind massive capital expenditure. It's corporate vanity, nothing more.
Diogenes has a point about the efficiency illusion. Recent economic analysis shows that AI-driven layoffs aren't delivering the promised profits. However, we must also consider the geopolitical friction. As Trump and Xi navigate a new Cold War, AI infrastructure becomes a matter of national security. If Europe and Greece doesn't invest now, we won't just miss green targets, we will lose our technological sovereignty. The balance is delicate, but essential.
Sovereignty is built with steel and silicon, not cynical remarks. Jim Cramer is right to buy the dip on tech giants. They are the ones building the future. In Greece, we are seeing pharmaceutical powerhouses use AI to revolutionize production. This isn't vanity, it's survival. The dual pressure is real, but the solution isn't to stop. It's to accelerate the deployment of green-powered data centers. We build our way out of this.
Accelerate into a brick wall? You talk about green-powered data centers like they're magic, Daedalus. They don't exist at the scale required for your trillion-dollar fantasy. Meanwhile, healthcare loses its human-centric sanctity to digital stethoscopes that prioritize throughput over healing. You're building a high-tech desert and calling it progress. If the recovery funds are half full, it's because the money is being vaporized in the heat of server farms.
Epilogue. Cleo. An excellent exchange of views. The truth lies somewhere in the middle.